Hi guys, and welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. Today, I'm super excited because I'm giving away a Google Home Mini. And to learn more about that and to participate, please go to my Instagram page, African Princess in America, and enter to be considered. And if you win, I'll ship you a Google Home Mini. How cool is that? So I'm super excited. The reason for this giveaway is because my podcast has gotten over 1,000 plays. And to celebrate that, I'm going to be giving away a Google Home Mini. So please enter the contest, participate, and good luck. Today we're going to be talking about a distinct smell. It's a distinct scent that is associated with people who come from America. I'm going to say America because I haven't really interacted with people from other countries. And when I was young and growing up in Nigeria, most of the people who came to visit us from outside Nigeria came from America. And so that's what I can speak to. So that's what I'm talking about. So I will call it the Yankee scent. So it's the characteristic smell that is associated with people from America. And so when I was growing up, I noticed that every time we had a guest come from America, the room that we would give them to stay in for the duration of their stay, it had that scent to it. It had that smell. And it's really pleasant. You know, the way that I can describe that scent is like refreshing, and it's like a breath of fresh air, you know. And I always wondered why everybody who came from America had that smell, and for a long time I thought it was their detergent. I thought maybe they all use the same detergent to wash their clothes, and so that's why they all smell the same way. But now that I think about it, I still don't know why, but I think I have more clues as to why they all smell the same way. So when I moved to America, I totally lost that sense of distinct, picking out that American smell, because I guess I was now in America, and so a lot of people here, I guess, have it. So I didn't really notice the distinction. What I did notice was the absence of pollution. So the environment is a whole lot, the air is cleaner, and it's just a cleaner environment, I guess. And it's not just people from Nigeria that I've spoken to about this. I've also spoken to people, my friends from India and a friend from Jamaica, and she told me that, yeah, there's that smell associated with America, you know. And she told me, my Jamaican friend, for instance, told me that when she goes back to Jamaica, even though she grew up there and she only moved to America for college and graduate school, that every time she got back home, it's like people could smell that she was from America. They'd be like, "You're from America, right?" And, you know, she's like, it's that smell, that American smell. And it's a really nice scent, but, you know, I'm like, what is it? But we couldn't get to the root of it. So I went online to the internet, and I tried to find the reason why most people who come from America have that nice, you know, scent. And it's not just a nice scent, it's a particular scent, you know. So what I found people saying online was that, oh, we shower a lot in America, we use a lot of deodorants, we use a lot of there are a lot of fragrances, you know. And yeah, that's true, but remember that a country like Nigeria, for instance, in the tropics, it's super hot. People are showering twice a day, people are using nice products, people use a lot of perfumes and things like that. So I wouldn't really attribute that to showering twice a day. Also met people in America who don't shower twice a day. I've met people, so it's not, definitely not everyone who has that, you know, really nice scent to them. The people I've met here who do not shower twice a day, of course. And but I think for me, I think it's just the distinction is the environment. I think it's more of the pollution, you know, in Nigeria, for instance, compared to America. So in Nigeria, especially if you live in the big cities, one problem that we have is pollution. You know, there are a lot of fumes and unpleasant foul smells coming from improper waste disposal. There's a lot of foul smell coming from car exhaust pipes. You know, there's a lot of foul smell coming from factories releasing these harmful toxins. And I think that there's not enough regulation for these things. And so people are just releasing these harmful toxins in the environment, and it's just polluting the whole place. And so whenever someone comes from an environment that has that clean, fresh air and comes to a, you know, to an environment where there's a lot of pollution, people can tell immediately that you are not from around here. Now, why everyone who comes from America smells it, that particular scent, I don't know. But I think the distinction is just the environment, I think. Because when we go to our village, which is like a countryside, it's not as polluted as in the big cities. The air is cleaner. You can actually smell the plants, the flowers. And so it's not that polluted. I do know that in America, there are a lot of laws in place to kind of protect the environment from these harmful toxins and harmful fumes that are released from your car, for instance. So every year we have to register our vehicles, and to do that, if your car is over a certain number of years, I know you have to do a smog test to make sure that your car is not releasing these harmful toxins or fumes from your exhaust pipe, basically, into the environment. And I don't think that they have these laws in Nigeria to, you know, because there are a lot of cars out there just driving, releasing really dark fumes into the environment. And I also think that factories should also be watched closely to ensure that they're not releasing harmful toxins. There are a lot of people who have generators that are also releasing harmful toxins. Electricity is a big problem in a country like Nigeria, and so almost everyone has a power generator set to kind of generate electricity for themselves. And so, but these things release a lot of toxins, a lot of harmful fumes, and I think that also causes the pollution. You know, waste disposal, I don't think that we have very good waste disposal methods, I guess. So I think this kind of adds to the foul smell that competes for, you know, the fresh air that we could be enjoying. And these are some of the things that I think don't really help us as much in the third world countries. And so if you know why people who live in America, for instance, smell, have that particular scent to them, especially when they go out of America to visit other countries, people can tell that you're from America because of that smell. If you know what I'm talking about, go ahead and leave a comment on my Instagram page, African Princess in America, and tell me why you think that there's that distinct smell associated with people from America. I call it the Yankee scent. I think it's very distinct for people from America. And yeah, if you know what that is, go ahead and leave a comment on my Instagram page, and I'll learn from you. All right. So I hope you guys have a great week. Please enter the contest. I would really love to send that Google Home Play to you if you win. I'm really excited to share that with you guys. And yeah, have a great week. Bye-bye.